Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve,
the glory
and the honor.
You're a miracle working.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. You want to declare it. Your name, your name. Your name is
Yahweh.
Hey. Your name is Yahweh. Somebody bless him. Bless him in this place. Your name is Yahweh. And I know Sunday, Diane. Miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, and I see the star, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power to the universe display. Help me then sing. Then sing.
My soul.
You reign in majesty. must tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. He's a great and awesome God. And glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you. For you are the reason why I lift my head. And why I lift my voice. And why I sing to you. Father, you are the reason I'm alive today. And I am here to say, it's all because of you. Hey, and you are the reason, you are the reason why I lift my voice.
Somebody,
why I sing to you. Father, I sing to you. And you are the reason.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. He is the reason. Praise God. Another day that he's given us. Shalom. Shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God. Shalom to Sis Connie, and here comes Sis Jeanette. Praise God. Welcome, sis. I hope you're feeling better. It has been a busy day for me and Sis Brenda. We had to change our veins. The bank we've been going to, they're starting to put a certain amount of money you have to keep in your bank, and they're going to start charging fees. And so we already started a bank out here in Dublin, and it's worked out good. It was just like a day that we had to go up there to Fort Worth to clear it out. I still got to hold on to one account because I have other things that I'm receiving. My Social Security and my IRS is coming still. And the Social Security won't change until May, so I have to keep it 1 month. So I'll be charged, I guess, that $12 for 1 month. But anyway, and then I'll close it out. But it's been good. We have a bank here that don't charge you like that. You have to have a certain amount of money in your account. You know, it's really good. We like it. So, and it's here in town, so it's closer. But anyway, we got that done. Hey, man, well, blessings to you too, sis. I hope you're feeling better. Praise God. And we say hi again to Connie. We hope Brother Andrew gets in here. We're not sure, but I hope the best for him. And everybody else, praise God, that, you know, comes to listen to the Word of God by phone or by Skype or Facebook, whichever way God makes a way. And at even thelordshour.org, you can listen to. We're very grateful for each one of you. We're very grateful for this day the Lord has given us. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you can't even keep up with all the stuff going on. As what Sis Connie has shared, what Sis Jeanette shared, what God's revealing to watchmen and women, and understanding it's by the grace of God we're alive, because there's a lot of other people out there that serve someone else that wants to do his bidding to steal, kill, and destroy. But God is greater. God is greater than all the works of the darkness. That you should not be afraid of any darkness. And God is greater. Understand that. He who's in you is greater than the evil one or Satan who's in the world. Understand that. It's all by the power and authority of Jesus. So fear not. Be very alert and very wise by what things are happening and what people are saying. And it almost seems like it makes one thing is we're defenseless, but we're not. We're not supposed to hide. We're supposed to be alert. We're supposed to be servants. We're supposed to be bold as lions. We're supposed to be sharing the truth. We're supposed to let our light so shine. So if anybody out there is telling you, hide your light, don't listen to them. God's called you to be a witness. God's called you to be light. No demon or devil or anything can stand up to you in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Lord, by the power of his blood. It's him. We're his servants. We're his children. And he has all power and authority. So don't listen to some of the things that are going on out there that are saying this. You've got to believe and trust the Lord and know that he's greater. And what is the victory? What is, today I was reading in 1 John 5, what is the, that you are victorious and an overcomer? Because of Jesus Christ. That's the reason by who he is in the blood he shed. Understand that. Well, I hope so, sis, and you need to look into the natural things to get your cholesterol down. Truthfully. I mean, the Lord, you know, truthfully, inflammation is more dangerous than cholesterol. They blow that sort of stuff out of proportion. Numbers and all that. Depends how you feel and everything, too. But I would look to the natural things over some of these medications. But more dangerous is cholesterol. I mean, inflammation. It really is. Inflammation in your body. But you pray about it, and we'll be praying for you, of course, and that we pray that the Lord will heal you. And he'll give you wisdom about his natural things to take care of your cholesterol. Because they go work right in your I'd have to look up for cholesterol, sis. I'll have to look up and get with you and send you a message. I'm not positive about cholesterol because I've never had a problem with it. Or I'm not really big on worrying about numbers. I think a lot of it is how you feel. I mean, do you feel good yourself? Do you feel at peace and things like that? But I know there's some herbs out there for it that can help you, and I'll get back to you on that. I'll look it up and I can send it to you. Let's see here, herb for cholesterol. Okay. Hang on, I'll see if I can get I'll get Sis Brenda to see if she'll do it for me here. Herbs for cholesterol, okay. All right. Hold on. Let me ask you this. Dave?
Yeah.
Can you do something for me?
Yeah.
Can you look up and see what herbs are good for cholesterol?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get Sister Jeanette, you know, problems with their insurance to get cholesterol medicine. I'm saying there's some natural things that are probably just better than that medicine. I can't think of which ones right now.
There are many areas that will help lower cancer, including Arkansas, Texas, Yarrow.
Yeah, Yarrow. That's one of them. Okay.
Holy basil.
Okay.
Ginger, turmeric, rosemary.
Turmeric. Okay. I'll tell her Yarrow and turmeric and ginger.
Rosemary.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Think of what? Okay. Okay, Sis Jeanette, she looked it up. There is, I couldn't remember, but there's yarrow, there's rosemary. Let's see, what else is there? Yarrow, rosemary, ginger, turmeric. Is really good for a lot of stuff. Turmeric. How do I spell turmeric? Well, now it's working. Turmeric, yeah. Turmeric, you can get them in pill. You get them in gel pill form, or you can even drink some of them in teas and these type things. And if you have a good herb store, you're taking ginger tea, that's good. That should help. That should help. But the other ones are good too. Rosemary, yarrow, turmeric, you know. There could be at a herb store, there could be a combination. Usually the combinations are better because you get more than one herb in there helping you. So that's something you can look into. And, you know, there should be some in California. Yeah, we take gummies. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there. We take there's gummies that we have that are really good for turmeric. I mean, our turmeric gummies, man, they work really good. But, yeah, there's natural things out there, sis, that can really help you. And you'd be amazed how quickly they work because they're not out of their natural state. That's why they work so good in your body. But we'll be praying. So is your stomach doing better? Well, I can tell you, sis, go to, this is where we go. I'll tell you a couple of places, and they're really good and fair prices, too. Let's see, let me get it here. Healthywarehouse.com, and then there's, let's see what this is. Naguna. There's one called Naguna, and the other one that's really good is Swanson. Those are the main three I use, and there you should be able to find almost anything that you need. And usually they have deals all the time, percentages off, but they have a really good selection of herbs and vitamins, and it makes a difference. It really does. It does for me and Sis Brenda for sure. We try to get the word out to everybody that there is a lot of good natural things that are better than what doctors give you. Okay, we're praying. We're praying for you, sis. Well, you're being a trooper. You're still, even with upset stomach, you're praising the Lord. So in that praise, he should be healing you for the showing your dedication, and you want to praise them in the midst of the storm anyway. Well, anyway, praise God. I mean, this eclipse thing is getting unbelievable, the kind of things they're saying, but it's absolutely amazing. It's going to come right over where we live. It's going to come right over us. And, of course, we put it all in God's hand, but many other things are happening. Solar flares are increasing. They're more powerful. There's earthquakes moving over there in the sea off of Canada and the northwest coast. And they're doing drills in small towns in Oregon and Washington and all kinds of different things you're hearing about. Of course, all the military stuff's moving. Supposedly, there's a report there is NATO troops in Ukraine. The government of Lithuania has told their people to get prepared for war. Well, you know, they're not really big countries, but they do have NATO troops there. They do have American troops there. So these things are starting to move. Everything's starting to set up. And that tells us one thing, like I said, our deliverer is coming. Jesus is coming, our glorious Savior. Jesus is coming. Now, since ginger is good, you're drinking ginger tea. That's good because ginger is good to settle your stomach. Another interesting thing that settles your stomach is orange sherbet. It's really weird. Sherbet, orange sherbet. It has something in it that it dissolves the acid in the bubbles in the stomach. It's always worked pretty good for us. Orange sherbet helps settle the stomach. Orange sherbet, yeah. Well, anyway, like I said, so we got the bank squared away, praise God, for now. And we just had to because it's unbelievable how much they're going to start charging us, and unbelievable how much, you know, they're talking about how much money we need in our accounts. And geez, and we're not in that place to keep that kind of money in the account. But we're very grateful. The Lord has provided. The Lord has watched over us. It's been absolute. I can tell you about as we was going to have our St. Paddy's time, it rained out. The event rained out, but we had our stuff, and we had the food ready. And we got together and said, well, why don't we just do it at the church? And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the Lord showed up. I mean, it was like the loaves and fishes. They just kept coming in. People, I mean, raining and pouring and raining. People coming in for tacos. We sold over 300 tacos. 300 tacos on Saturday. We had a whole family come to Jesus. A whole family come to Jesus. Three people came to Jesus. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. That's the greatest thing. And then we had other people that had, you know, we prayed for them and looking for jobs, and they got jobs. And we had people we prayed for, and they was getting healed. And it was great fellowship, and it was amazing. It was amazing. Yes, he is. He is. And he wants us to know that. And we have to, you know, prove it. We have to believe and trust him and know that he is amazing. But had that, we had that. We had a great Saturday and then a wonderful Sunday. And then I preached and ministered Wednesday night, praise God. And it was really good. It was the book of John chapter 6. Found out, you know, that we identify with Christ because when he was telling the people, first thing they did, he clearly showed what we should be doing because the people asked, says, what kind of works of God can we do? What is the works of God in our life? And the Savior told him. It wasn't tradition. It wasn't work. It wasn't being self-righteous. No. It was believe in me. Adhere to, trust me, hold on, be close, have a relationship with me, and I will move through you as you are my servant and vessel. That's what he told him. And then later in that same chapter 6, as he's talking about what he, you know, the Lord, had, I mean, Father had sent him, and that he is sealed. He's sealed by the Father. So that excited me because I know there's a scripture for us, Ephesians 4:30, that says that we are sealed until the day of redemption. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, who you have been sealed by until the day of redemption. The final consequences of this old flesh and sin. That's coming, brothers and sisters. And it seems like it's coming quicker to me. It really is, because all they're doing is this, some of the stuff they're doing is making God more angry and more angry. One of the sisters in Christ is a Watchman. I don't know if y'all know, but Watchman 65, Lisa Boyce, I mean, she is a woman that is very good about knowing things going on in the world, and she explains and lines it up with the Word of God. And she said when she was doing her Bible study this morning that the Lord moved upon her and said, what they're doing, what the nation of the U.S. did. As you know, we thought, and I thought myself about, we got the man down the road who provided red heifers. And why? You think about, if he's a believer, why would you do that? Because Jesus is the sacrifice. There's not supposed to be no more animal sacrifice. And by what she was saying, the Holy Spirit said it's like a slap in the face of God because of his Son. He is the perfect sacrifice. He is the sacrifice of mankind, not animals. All they're just doing is an abomination to the Lord, but it's going to come. It says in the Word it's going to happen. But it's not going to be accepted. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. Everything else is type and shadow. It will never, never cover anybody's sin. Only Jesus. Faith alone in Christ. So, that tells you where we're at. That this nation is at the place of slapping the face of the Savior and our King because of the things they are doing, trying to divide God's land, trying to destroy God's people. They're right in the middle of it. And I know, and I was telling Sister Brenda earlier, God holds leaders responsible. So, yeah, it's getting ready to come down on this country. Yeah, it is. And it's pray to God that we're out of here before he will bring the final judgment. Yes, we will be out of here. We can see a few things that are rough for sure, but it won't be long. The Lord has not appointed us to any of his wrath or judgment. No, no, no. No, because Christ took it for us at the cross. And people need to understand and know that. Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is the only way. The other thing I saw pointing out is that when Jesus, in John 6, was the first time he said, I am. He said, I am the bread of life. And in the footnote that shows what the bread of life is salvation and eternal life. Not like the bread that God gave us to sustain physically, you know, the manna from heaven in the wilderness. Oh, no, no, no. He's the bread of eternal life. He is the bread of life and salvation is what it means. And then it goes on. And how many times? It said over 20 times in that book about Jesus being I am. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's the way you come is by God, is by the Son of God to the Father, to Father God. That's how it has to be, through him. Not possible for man, only through God. Hebrews 12, verse 26 to 28 says, when God spoke the first time, his voice shook only the earth. Yeah. This time, he has promised to shake the earth once again in heaven too. Oh, yeah, he's going to shake. He's going to throw down the devil and the fallen angels. They're going to be kicked out of heaven. They're going to be kicked out of second heaven. They ain't going to be able to go to third heaven no more. The war, Michael, yeah, he's going to be kicking the serpent and the fallen angels down here. Praise God. Promise to shake the earth once again in heaven too. The words once again mean that these created things will someday be shaken and removed. Amen. It's happening. Then what cannot be shaken will last. Amen. We should be grateful we were given a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Amen to that. And this is the kingdom we please God by worshiping him and showing him great honor and respect. Amen. Humbly. Humbly that we do that. Praise God. Praise God. It's wonderful. It's amazing. And we thank the Lord. Thank you for that word, sis. All right. Well, let's get to the Lord. And I mean, let's get started and pray and get started. Still praying for Sis Jeanette's stomach to be settled. We're praying that her cholesterol numbers go down in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that we do pray. And we pray you intervene for her. We hope that Brother Andrew's all right and that he could come. And anybody else who wants to come, they're all welcome. But Lord, we want to share your truth and your word. And we pray that you will watch over and protect us by the authority and power of your name. by the authority and power of your applied blood over us. And Lord, by the word of God, we know that greater is he that's in us than he, Satan, in the world. Praise God. John 4, 1 John 4, 4. Praise God. Victorious, Lord. Victorious in you. We thank you and praise you, Father. I pray for that everything and the truth of who you are. And we're very grateful for this night. You led by the Spirit. And, Father, that we're grateful for everything. We thank you for your love, mercy, and grace most of all. We thank you for watching over protecting us and guiding us and providing for us. We thank you that you love us so much, Lord, and you reveal the truth to us. And, Lord, we thank you that you do watch over and protect us from the enemy and watch over the computers and the phones and everybody be able to stay and enjoy fellowship and be here together. And we honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'll probably have to check that, make sure that's the right reference for that scripture, but it is a powerful word that says, yeah, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. Well, tonight the scripture for the first song is from Revelation chapter 5. This is our near future. And they sang a new song of glorious redemption. Well, we talked about redemption last week, eternal redemption. This is glorious redemption because we're in heaven in this right here. This is when we're in heaven. It's a glorious redemption. Amen. Saying, worthy, deserving are you to take the scroll and break its seal, for you were slain, sacrificed with your blood. You purchased a people for God from every tribe, language, people, and nation. God's got it covered. Amen? And then, Revelation 5:12, saying in a loud voice, worthy and deserving is the Lamb that was sacrificed to receive power, riches, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing. Amen. Praise God. He's worthy. Jesus is worthy of it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That back up. All right. Thank you, Lord. Oh, here we go. There. Amen. Glory to God. Was my cross you bore? I could live in freedom you died for. Now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And now my shame is gone, stand amazed in your love undeniable. Grace goes on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. He is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heaven, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heaven, as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Hallelujah, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Is your name Jesus? Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to let Sister Nett persevere. And in faith, she's going to praise and worship her Lord as he touches and strengthens her and heals her. Hallelujah. But that's the kind of God we serve, the kind of God that has that kind of love. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name, victorious one. Yes, Lord, worthy is your name. Yours is the glory and honor and riches and blessing, majesty and power and dominion, authority, might and splendor. Praise forever and ever. Amen, sis. Glory to God. Amen. We come in agreement with that. Amen, sis.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Okay, brother.
All right, sis, I'll let you go ahead.
Okay.
All right, bless you.
I will run the cross. can sense your Lord. Glorify your name. Your word stands eternal. Your kingdom knows no end. Your praise goes on forever. On and on again. No mark can stand against you. Your courage has sold your throne. No salvation you enjoy. For this is yours alone. I stand to sing your praises. I stand to testify. For I was dead in my sins. But I know I rise. I will rise. As Christ was raised to life.
Yes, we wait.
Columns of smoke. the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. It sounds like right there together. And this is what they're talking about, this eclipse, how the sun's going to look and how the moon's going to look. And it says, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Hallelujah. And it should come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What are they saved from? They're saved from the coming judgment. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be those who escape. And the Lord has said, even among the remnant of survivors whom the Lord called. Amen. Amen. And then I think Sis Jeanette has the other part. Yeah. She has Acts 2. We read it here. Acts 2, 2:17-19. The days come, I will give my spirit to everyone. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. And in those days, I will give my spirit to my servants. Well, that's your servants of God, your children of God, vessels, both men and women. And you don't see anybody else named there. This men and women is the only kind of genders. And they will prophesy. And I will work miracles in the sky above in the wonders, and it's happening. I mean, the sky and above, and wonders on the earth below, and there will be blood, fire, and smoke. And I know you guys, is that it? No, and there'll be blood, fire, and smoke. Okay, praise God. All right, well, that is still, yeah, amen. That is confirming. It's something to watch. Is this eclipse? And as far as I know, there's going to be another one in Turkey. But, or it might already happen. There's another one. They're talking about another one going to be over Turkey, too. It's really amazing. But is this announcing God, not judgment just on the U.S., but judgment on the whole world? All the Gentile nations will be taken out. You know that. All Gentile nations will be taken down. But anyway, that's pretty interesting. But it's good to hear this. And like he says, those who call, will be saved, and my servants of spirit be given to them. But here's the other part of what the Lord wants you to know. God's deliverance, and that he will never forsake his church. Oh, you put up more. Okay. Oh, here it is. Thank you, sis. And the sun will turn dark, and the moon will be as red as blood. It's almost like it's going to happen together as you look at that. The sun will turn dark and the moon will be red as blood. Sounds like both at the same time, don't it? And it don't sound like eclipse of the sun, and just don't sound like eclipse of the moon. It sounds like both of them. As you read that scripture, verse 20, the sun will be dark and the moon will be as blood, red as blood. Well, we'll see. Before the great and wonderful day of the Lord appears. Well, it's going to be a terrible day, that's for sure. And the Lord will save everyone who asks for his help. Amen, sis. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So now, the message tonight is for those who trust and believe in Jesus, because you've got to. You don't want to be when this day comes. It says wonderful in here, but it's a terrible day. It's not going to be nothing fun at all. It's not going to be anything you're going to want to enjoy. Because if you're in that place, if you are Gentile, it's because you have rejected God's love. You have rejected his son, how he brought his love to us. So this is very important in what the Lord is saying. God's deliverance, and that he will never forsake his church. Amen. Peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May grace, mercy, and love abound in your lives. Let the living water of God, his Holy Spirit, empower you and guide you into all truth. Amen. This morning, as I woke up, this chapter from the prophet Isaiah was on my computer. I believe the Holy Spirit, our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ, wants me to share this with you. Amen? Isaiah 55, verse 1-13, it's the whole chapter, free offer of mercy. Free offer of mercy. And we're getting more understanding why God moved us here to Dublin, but on a street called Myrtle Street. And you'll see why at the last verse. Oh, praise his name. Everyone who thirsts comes to the water, and you who have no money, come, buy grain and eat. Come, buy wine and milk. Well, how do you do that without money? But it says without money and without cost. Simply ask it as a gift from God. I would say the main thing out of it is come. And that means asking God, help me. Lord, save me. And he provides all this. You start thinking about it. He provides what our body needs. He provides what our spirit needs. As you see these things, understand the spiritual significance of it, not just the natural. Because when God speaks, he's not just talking about things in the natural. He's talking about things in the spirit, the eternal things. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and earnings for what does not satisfy? Oh, I think that's talking about more things about the world, isn't it? Listen carefully to me. Well, when the Lord says listen carefully to me, it's a good thing to do that. Eat what is good, and let your soul delight in abundance. Incline your ear to listen and come to me. Hear, so that your soul may live. Now, that's very important. I mean, you need what God gives. There is no life without Christ. Hallelujah. There's no life without his spirit, the very life, nature, character, and power of Almighty God. The power over sin and death in your flesh that we all need. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercy promised and shown to David. So he's mainly talking to Israel here, but you can understand how clear it is he's speaking to us, because we all can be grafted in and we all can be adopted by God. And he did through his son, through his life and blood. And again, this is very important. Listen to what the Lord says, because he says, again, listen carefully. So everybody, you know, their ears should be listening, not just physical, but spiritual. I've appointed him, David, representing the Messiah, to be a witness to the nation regarding salvation, a leader and commander to the people. In fact, you Israel will call a nation that you do not know. And a nation that does not know you will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. You think about all the places where they've stumbled. You think about where they've been in adultery. Adultery, mainly idolatry, and all the different things they've done, and he still says, for he has glorified you. And he continues. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him for salvation while he is near. Now the time is for salvation. Now the time the Lord is near. There's a time coming that it's not going to be so easy. And he continues. Let the wicked leave behind his way. What is the wicked's way? It's sin and death. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. What kind of thoughts do unrighteous men have? Very deceitful and wicked, as the Lord said. And let him return to the Lord. This is a call to all people that do not know Jesus. And understand you need a Savior. If you want these things taken care of, as he has at the cross, poured out his life and blood, that he washed sins away. And he will have compassion, mercy on him or her, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That means found not guilty. Find you don't face God's judgment right here in the book of Isaiah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth, making it bare and sprout, providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so my word be which goes out of my mouth, it will not return void. What does void mean? Useless and without result. Without accomplishing what I desire. When God speaks, it's going to happen. If it's now or in the future, it's coming to pass. His word did not come back void, but there will be results. And without succeeding in any matter which I sent it, for you will go out from exile with joy, and you will be led forth by the Lord himself with peace. And the mountains and the hills will break forth in shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And then here's what the Lord gave us to confirm what he moved us and put us here. Instead of thorn bush, the cypress tree will grow. Instead of nettle, the myrtle tree will grow. You see, when you talk about thorn bush and you're talking about nettle, you're talking about these plants are affected by the curse. And it will be a memorial to the Lord for an everlasting sign of his mercy, which will not be cut off, is the myrtle. Myrtle means God's mercy, and it will not be cut off. Rejoice and accept what God is saying to us and the word he has for us for such a time as that we're living. Brothers, sisters, a powerful chapter of scripture that the Lord is bringing forth in such a time as this to help us to be encouraged, not to lose heart or faint, but know that he is able to keep you and deliver you from the wrath to come. Amen. Several points from this portion of scripture that are very powerful in good wisdom for us. The promises of God are yes and amen to his children, his church, and his bride, to Israel, and his people, the Jews, that are the apple of his eye. What are we to God? What are we to Christ? Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to get excited. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord shows. You are beloved sons and daughters of God. You are redeemed. You are the shepherd, the sheep of his pasture. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are overcomers through the great overcomer, Jesus Christ. You are servants of the Most High. You are vessels in the house of God used for his glory. You are the Kodeshim, the chosen ones. You are the good work that Jesus will complete. You are the saints of God, followers of the way. You are true believers. You are Christians, true Christians. If you are Christ-like, we are the last day saints and witnesses and ambassadors for the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for who you are through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Isn't that exciting? Did you know that you're all that? That's by God's mighty word, what the Holy Spirit revealed to me, or what I know by what his word said. Praise God. The first point is from verse 3. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David, the same covenant which through my mercy I ratified and confirmed to David that it should be eternal. What a promise God is making and showing the prophet Isaiah, that God's promises and God's covenants are true and eternal. So what God has promised us, so what has God promised us, all that he has promised us and Israel will come to pass. Amen? So what God has promises and all that he has promised us and Israel will come to pass. Amen? Acts 13:16-39. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to, I do believe, the Jews in Antioch before he goes and talks to the Gentiles. And this is what he says as he shows an overall overview of what God has done, mainly from the Old Testament, and what he's doing now. In their day, when Paul was alive, and in our day now. Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our fathers and made the people great and numerous during this day as the foreigners in the land of Egypt. And then an uplifted arm, he led them out of there. For a period of 40 years, he put up, oh Lord, he put up with their behavior in the wilderness. And it wasn't so good. When he had destroyed the seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave their land to our ancestors as an inheritance. This took about 450 years. After this, he gave them judges until the prophet Samuel. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised David to be their king. Of him he testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, conforming to my will and purposes. That's who God's looking for. Just like this message here, God is still looking for a people who will trust him completely, who will do all my will. From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel a Savior in the person of Jesus Christ, according to his promise. Before his coming, John the Baptist had preached a baptism of repentance for all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his course of ministry, he kept saying, what or who do you think I am? I am not he, the Christ, but be aware. One is coming after me whose sandals I am not worthy untied, even as his slave. Brothers, sons of Abraham's family, those among you who fear God, to us have been sent the message of this salvation, obtained through faith in Jesus Christ. For those who live in Jerusalem and the rulers who fail to recognize or understand both Jesus and the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, have fulfilled these very prophecies by condemning him. And though they found no cause or charge deserving death, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had finished carrying out everything that was written in Scripture about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised them up from the dead. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, death does not have no power over our God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And for many days, 40, he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, and the very ones who are now his witnesses to the people. We are bringing you the good news of the promise made to our fathers ancestors, that God has completely fulfilled this promise to our children by raising Jesus, as it is also written in the second Psalm. You are my son. Today I have begotten you, fathered you. And as for the fact that he raised him from the dead, never again to return to decay in the grave. He has spoken in this way. You see, all the examples of what Paul is sharing is from the Word of God, the Old Testament, what he had. The New Testament wasn't there, and so he was, writing it. I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David, those blessings and mercies that were promised to him. For this reason, he also says in another psalm, you will not allow your Holy One to see decay. Amen. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was buried among his fathers and experienced decay in the grave. But he whom God raised to life did not experience decay in the grave. So let it be clearly known by you, brothers, that through him, forgiveness of sin being proclaimed to you. And through him, everyone who believes and who acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior and follows him is justified, declared free of the guilt from all things from which you could not be justified or free of guilt through the law of Moses. Wasn't going to happen, because nobody can keep the law that God gave. Not totally. You'll mess up somewhere or another. We needed a Savior. We need one who could and the one who is perfect. Therefore, be careful so that the thing spoken in the writings of the prophet does not come upon you. Because there is warning. There is clear contrast between those who believe and trust God and those who do not. And then you can see their path. And you can see their future. With Jesus is a future. Without Jesus, there is none. Not nothing that you want to call really a living future. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are justified before the Father for what you have done for each of us who have faith and believe. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 points to make here. The first one from all things, whereas the ceremonies of the law could not absolve you from your sins. They can't take care of them. This man doth absolve you if you lay hold on him by faith. Amen? Just like the woman with the issue of blood pushing herself through the crowd and throng around Jesus, saying to herself, believing in her heart, that if I can just grab the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Now that's faith. And I will be saved. And I will be delivered from the bondage of Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. It was that way with many of Gentiles. As far as I know, she was a Gentile woman. It seemed like they got a hold of it better than the Jews did. They were fighting. They were trying to stone and throw him off the cliff. And then finally, to fulfill the scripture, and he gave his life. They asked the enemy of Rome, who was under they was under the foot of Rome, and told them to crucify him. Now that is the flesh. Now that is the way of the devil, to steal, kill, and destroy. But this woman, she just knew who he comes, as a father reveals him to her. And she said, in faith, an action word, believing in her heart, that if I can just grab the hem of his garment, I will be saved. I will be delivered from the bondage of Satan. Amen, hallelujah, because that's what Jesus can do. Lay hold of him, all you weak and heavy laden, He will give you rest. Grab hold of his nail-scarred hands that show his love for you and me. You who feel lost and trapped by this evil, dark world system, lay hold of him, the only Savior of the world and your eternal soul. He is the anchor of our soul for eternity. Those who believe in their heart and confess with their mouth, like these people in Antioch. Amen? The other thing I was thinking about, what does the word absolve mean? Listen to this and rejoice, brothers and sisters, who have faith and trust in our Lord Jesus. Absolve means, listen to this, absolve means to free from guilt or blame or their consequences, to set free or release, to grant or pronounce remission of sin. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what Christ has done for us. Amen. Romans 8, verse 1. Now, then, there is no condemnation to those, to them that are in Christ Jesus. And as I was this part, and I see it more clearly now, to them that walk, to them that are in Christ Jesus, and the people that are in Christ Jesus, which walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Another point the Lord wants me to show you is the warning from verse 40 of Acts 13:40. Beware lest that ye come upon you what is spoken of in the prophets. The footnote says this: the benefits of God turn to utter undoing of them that condemn them. Contempt them. I think it's contempt them. In other words, what does it mean to be condemned or contempt? Unusual word. To treat or regard with disdain, scorn, or reject. Oh, you don't want to be there. God have mercy. The only thing you have to do is look at the lives of the people who did not, the people who did it their way, and the results of their lives. Or I would tell you, like the Apostle Paul did, take heed to the warning from God's prophet to what happens and will happen to those who contemn his ways and his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. The other point I want to make is a little further in the chapter. Acts 13, 46 to 48. Then Paul and Barnabas spoke boldly and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken unto you. But seeing ye put it from you and judged yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Thank God. So the Lord commanded us, saying, I have made thee a light of the Gentiles, that thou should be the salvation unto the end of the world. And when the Gentiles heard it, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many were adorned unto eternal life believed. Do you see, it was just like, it was better not to have all everything about the law and religion. It just gets in the way. They were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. They heard it, and they were glad. They received a great promise to us who were born Gentiles. That's God's mercy and forgiveness is for us too. In verse 48, it is awesome to see how they receive the word of God gladly. It is great to see that in certain parts of the world, the word of God is being received gladly. Places like China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, India, South America, the Middle East, and thank God Israel too. The places of hardship and persecution, the word of God is being received so gladly. But so sad for my nation of America and the other prosperous nations with so many things and a prideful attitude. Attitude, it is all about me. I can do what I want and how I want, an attitude of flesh and sin, calling evil good and good evil, making laws to justify their sin and ungodly lifestyle, to persecute and try to silence ones who speak truth and tell them to repent, for judgment is coming on all those who will not turn from their sin and reject the Savior, Jesus Christ. God have mercy. Repentance must be joined with faith for such a time as this. How we cannot call upon God except by faith and trust in him who has delivered us from this lost world and our sin. Amen. By faith, brothers and sisters, only by faith. And believe, no doubt or unbelief be part of your life. Amen. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways, not trusting and believing God. Do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear God and depart from evil. Amen. What does the Bible say about God's deliverance? Deliverance is defined as a rescue from bondage and danger. Deliverance in the Bible is the acts of God whereby he rescues his people from peril. In the Old Testament, deliverance is focused primarily on God's removal of those who are in the midst of trouble or the danger. He rescued his people from their enemies. Amen? Sounds like we need that today, too. In fact, that is what he's going to do very soon. Amen? Example from God's word. 1 Samuel 17, verse 37. There's that 37 number. Moreover, David said, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, and he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Then Saul said unto David, go! And the Lord be with you. Best thing he could say to him. Second Kings 20, verse 6. And I will add unto you thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city for my own sake and for David my servant's sake, and from the hand of the wicked. Psalm 18, 16 through 19. He hath sent down from above and taken me. He hath drawn me out of many waters. He hath delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hate me, for they are too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also in a large place. He delivered me because favored me. Psalm 59, verse 2. Oh my God, deliver me from my enemies. Defend me from them that arise up against me. Deliver me from the wicked doers and save me from the bloodthirsty men. Amen. He preserves us from famine. Psalm 33, 18-20. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him and upon them that trust in his mercy to deliver their souls from death and to preserve them in famine. Is that just famine of food? or could that be phantom of his word? Our soul waits for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield. Amen. What great promises from our God and true living God and the God that loves us very much. Amen. He delivers us from death, glory to God. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe it? Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus is asking every man, woman, and child this question. Do you believe this? A question and a decision for everyone on the face of this world will have to answer and make a choice for their life through Jesus Christ or reject Christ and eternal damnation in hell. Choose very wisely. For tonight, for today is a time of salvation. For tomorrow might be too late. Amen? Amen. Amen, sis. Praise God for his, yes, his love. Praise God. Everlasting love through Jesus Christ. Amen. Deliver us from the grave. Psalm 56, verse 13. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, and also my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. Amen. God is greater than death. Hallelujah. Psalm 86, verse 12 and 13. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. Yea, I will glorify thy name, what? Forever. Verse 13, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest grave. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank God for his mercy, grace, and love. Amen. One point here of verse 13, the lowest grave, that is, from the most great danger of death, out of which none but only the almighty hand of God could deliver him and us, brothers and sisters. Amen. Hosea 13, verse 14. Shall I ransom them from the power of Sheol or hell? Shall I redeem them from death? Death, where are your plagues? Sheol, where is your sting? Then we go to the New Testament, where Paul tells us even more, when will this be fulfilled? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a day this is going to be. Glory to the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. This day is coming. My deliverer is coming. Verse 54. So when this corruptible have put on incorruption, and this mortal have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. Thanks be unto God, which has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Nobody, no being, nothing can overcome what Christ did. Our death and sin, the only one, as I read in 1 John 5 today, you are victorious over death, and you are overcomer of your sin because of Jesus and his life and blood. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, abundant always in the work of the Lord. For as ye know that the labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. We will be like him at his coming, transformed, glorified, brothers and sisters. Amen? The most striking example of deliverance is the Exodus from Egypt. Exodus 3, 7 through 8. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the trouble of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters for their sorrow. I have heard the cry of my people in the world, and because of their taskmasters, I know for their sorrow. Therefore, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and bring them out of the land into the good land and a large into a land that flows with milk and honey, even into the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Perizzites. They're all the enemies of Israel. God says, I'm taking it back. I'm giving the land to you. The enemy is going to have to get up and flee because I'm coming. Hallelujah. Exodus 6:6 says, wherefore, so thou unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from the burdens of the Egyptians and deliver you out of their bondage and redeem you in a stretched-out arm and great judgment. Here is God defined as the deliverer of Israel who rescued his people, not because they deserve to be rescued, but as an expression of his mercy and love. Amen? Psalm 51, verse 1 and 2. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy compassion, put away my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Here is a man of God that God said he was after his own heart. Here is a mighty man and a king of Israel. And you see who he cries out to? Do you see who he believes can only take care of his sin? I pray you understand and know this. The only way is through the Savior, our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, Messiah, your Jewish friend. One point here, verse 1. According to thy loving kindness, as his sins were multifold and great, so he requires that God would give him of his excellence and abundant mercy. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As he did this for David, do you believe he'll do the same for you and me? Yes. Oh, yes. Remember, we're in the time of God's grace now. Hallelujah. He pours out his love abundantly through his Spirit. Thank God, thank God. And with his love is his mercy and his grace. Oh, praise the Lord. Psalm 71, verse 1 and 2. And that thee, O Lord, I trust, let me never be ashamed. Rescue me and deliver me in thy righteousness. Incline your ear unto me and save me. You think God is hearing the cries of his people? Do you think he's hearing people say, come, Lord Jesus, quickly. Maranatha, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, come. I believe he is. One point that is short, but shows us what it means, thy righteousness. By declaring thyself true of promise. Amen to that. Our God, a promise-keeping God. Amen. In the New Testament, God is always the subject, and his people are always the object of his deliverance. The descriptions of the temporal deliverance in the Old Testament serve as a symbolic representation of the spiritual deliverance from sin, which are available only through Christ. He offers deliverance from mankind's greatest peril, sin, evil, death, and judgment. By God's power, believers are delivered from this present evil age. Amen. Glory to God. Galatians 1:3-5. Grace be with you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave himself for our sins that he might what? Deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God, even our Father. Hallelujah. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, a small portion of Scripture, but very earth-shaking what it said, what it said. Two points from verse 4. One, which gave himself for our sins, the sum of the true gospel is this, that Christ, by his only offering, saves us, being chosen out from the world by the free decree of God the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, declaring us reconciled and justified to you, mighty God. Second point, shows that the worst place you can be in this world, from this present evil world, out of the most corrupt state, which is without Christ. Without Christ, you are corrupted. So according to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Because through Jesus Christ, you have put on incorruption, amen, from the power of Satan's reign. Amen, hallelujah, which is death and sin. Oh, praise you, Lord. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen. Praise God. Light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He says, you are the light of the world. Light is more powerful than darkness. When you go into a dark room, you turn on the light, darkness is gone. The same is true in the spiritual realm. When the light comes in, when God's people come in who know and believe in Jesus and by the power and authority of his name, darkness flees. Darkness flee. Let your light so shine. Effects of deliverance are available only through the person and work of Jesus Christ, who was himself delivered up for us, Romans 4:25, so that we would be delivered from eternal punishment for sin. You see how serious sin's going to be. It's not going to be like a prison sentence and you're in there a few years. This is serious. Can you even imagine what it means to be in punishment forever? God have mercy. God doesn't want you there. But he wants you to know very clear, you have to make that decision to believe and trust his son and accept his blood shed, his life given, and the love of God given to you through him. Only Jesus rescues us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, by the mighty word of God. Oh, I pray you believe God's word over here to people, especially if they're not sharing the truth. Another aspect of deliverance concerns the temple. While believers are delivered once for all time from eternal punishment, we are also delivered from the trials of this life. 2 Peter 2:9. The Lord knows knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of justice under punishment. Whew. Oh, you do want to be godly. Only one that makes it godly is faith alone in Christ, the born again by his Spirit. You don't want to be in this other group. No, no, no. One point showing that the Lord would have none perish, no, not one, knows to deliver, have been long practiced in saving and delivering the righteous. Amen? He's been in for a long time, brothers and sisters. He knows how to do it. Amen? He just called us to share the good word. He's called us, come to Jesus. Come closer to Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit get a hold of him. Amen? Or her. Sometimes that deliverance is God simply walking through the trials by our side, comforting and encouraging us through them as he uses them to mature us in the faith. Paul assured the Corinthian believers that no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can stand up under it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. In the cases, rescue is not immediate, but in due time, after patience has its perfect work, James 1, 2 through 4, and 12. God makes the way of escape simultaneously with the temptation which in his perfect will and timing. Amen? Deliverance is often sought from evil spirits or the spirit of lust, jealousy, etc. It's important to understand that as believers, we already have eternal victory over Satan and the demons. But we can be delivered from their influence in our lives by using two weapons God has given us as part of our spiritual armor, which we battle against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 6, 12 through 17. The believer himself with the shield of faith and uses the offensive weapon of the word of God. Against these two, no evil spirit can prevail. Let me say that again. Believers defend himself with the shield of faith and uses the offensive weapon, the word of God, against these two. No evil spirit can prevail. By holding up the shield of faith, we extinguish the fiery spiritual arrows that are sent against us, arrows of lust, doubt, guilt, jealousy, and all manner of temptations. With the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we overcome the evil one by proving his temptation to be lies, because he's a father of lies. John 8:44, John's second letter commends the young Christians whose spiritual strength came from the word of God living in them. By the offensive weapon of truth, we overcome the evil one, 1 John 2:14. Deliverance from sin, rescues from trials, and escape from the influence of a world in control of the evil one come only through Christ, the Son of God. 1 John 5:19-20. We know that we are God, and this whole world lieth in wickedness. Verse 20. But we know that the Son of God is come, and he has given us a mind to know him, which is truth, and we are in him. And that is true. And that is in that his Son, Jesus Christ, the same, is that he is God and that eternal life. So we understand that our God is a deliverer of his people Israel in us, his church. Amen. The other point to make from this word given to me is that he will not forsake us. Amen. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he goes with thee. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Amen. Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? What great promises God has. First Chronicles 28 through 20. Chapter 28, verse 20. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong of good and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God, even my God, will be with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you, until he has finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Do you hear the message tonight from the Lord? It's repeated three times here. To Moses, to Joshua, to David, telling his son, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. He is saying the same thing to you. To take heed, brothers and sisters. Trust the Lord thy God, and in him only in such a time as this. Amen. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Moved from where? Off the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. Amen. The next scripture will give you encouragement. Be not afraid of those who try to mock you, persecute you, or even want to kill you. Hear the word of the Lord. Isaiah 41, 10 through 13. Fear not, I am with you. Be not afraid, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you and help you and will sustain you in the right hand of my justice. Behold, all they that provoke you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they shall strive with you shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and not find them, to wit, the men of their strife, for they shall be as nothing, the men that war against you as a thing of naught. For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help thee. I will help you. Amen. We serve a mighty God. He is able to deliver us, and he will not forsake us either. Amen. Now that's the truth and promises of the Lord to us, especially in the days we're living. Matthew 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose, amen. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious, but in all things let your requests be known unto God in prayer and supplication with giving of thanks. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall preserve you, shall preserve your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. That needs to be amen there, that's for sure. Well, I didn't have one, but it should be. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God is not giving you the spirit of fear. No, he hasn't. Fear comes from the devil. Fear comes from your flesh. But God has given but a power and of love and a sound mind. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's everything about who he is and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 4, verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hebrews 5, verses 5 through 7. Praise the name of the Lord. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with those things ye have. And for he has said, I will not fail you, neither forsake you, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is mine, neither will I fear what man can do to me. Amen. Revelation 3, verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, therefore I will deliver you from the hour of temptation, which will come upon all the world, to them that dwell upon the earth. Amen. I will finish this lesson from the Lord with his great deliverance and rescue plan for his church, his bride, and his children. Praise his name. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58. Behold, I show you a great secret or mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall blow, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. That covers both groups. That covers the ones that have passed and are asleep, and it covers the ones that are alive and remain. When this perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up in victory, vanquished forever. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin by which it brings death is the law. But brothers and sisters, we don't have the sting of death because Jesus took care of our sin. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed, being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion in the Lord, is not futile nor wasted. It is never without purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. And what this should be saying is how urgent and desperate times we live. How close we are to when the door of grace will close and judgment will come. The people need to get right with the Lord. And the final part of God's deliverance and rescue plan is sending his son. Our deliverer and King Jesus Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians, praise God, 4:13 through 18, this great promise in exciting days ahead. I would not have you, brethren, have you ignorant concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as which have no hope. For if you believe that Jesus is dead and is risen, can you hear me now? Am I back? Okay, there I am. Yeah, the phone just shut. I mean, the phone turned off. I guess the enemy didn't like what we were sharing. But anyway, God's greater. So I should be back on now. Amen. All right. Let's see where we're at. Oh, yeah. And hallelujah. Let's see. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with a voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then shall we, which live and remain, be caught up. Thank you. Be caught up with them also in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord. Amen. We're going to rise on up. We're going up to higher places. We're going to meet Jesus in the air. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words concerning our reunion with believers who have died or asleep, because God's greater than death. Amen. Hallelujah. What a glorious day that will be. Here, we see God's great deliverance and will never forsake us. The scriptures 13 through 18 in chapter 4 of Thessalonians. God's deliverance and rescue, and that not forsaking you, the last phrase says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we shall ever be with the Lord. Understand that. Anybody tells you any different, the scripture says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Wherefore, comfort yourselves one another with these words. Amen. Forever. Our deliverer is coming, brothers and sisters. Our deliverer is coming. Get excited and praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, get excited. Hallelujah.
Jesus lived his life in worship. He went to Africa. To escape the rage of a deadly king. There along the face of the night, Jesus heard the song. That the captive children used to sing. They were singing, my deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Praise his name! Though dry and thirsty,
water from the canyon high. Pours us down on Lake Sandra, broken heart. There in the heroin, Jesus heard the whole world cry. For the healing that would flow from his own scars. Thank you, Jesus! The world was singing, my deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. Amen! My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. He will never break his promise. He had written it upon the sky. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. Amen. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. Amen. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. I will never doubt his promise. Oh, I doubt my heart. I doubt my eyes. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. Oh, yes. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. Yes, Lord. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. He will never break his promise. Though the star shall break and thin the sky. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. Yes! My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know that, brothers and sisters. He wants you to know that. That is part of who he is. He is one who rescues. He is one who delivers. He is one who saves. He is one who heals. Our part. Are we like the lady, the issue of blood, and then we get desperate, and that we think, if I just can reach out and touch him, if I can reach out and grab his nail-scarred hand, he'll save me. He'll deliver me from the works of darkness and evil and Satan. He will heal me. That's who our Savior is. He'll watch over me. He'll protect me. He'll protect my family. He's victorious. and he's a loving God. He's our deliverer, and he's coming. And his word will come forth as we've read in Isaiah 55. His word does not come back void. What he says is going to happen. Praise God very soon. By the truth of his word and by how it's being drawn out, played out, happening in our world. Oh, glory to God. The day of redemption. The glorious resurrection and rapture is coming. And that we should praise his holy name. All hail King Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, he's worthy. All hail King Jesus. Hallelujah, praise his name. Hallelujah. You know, this song is where it sounds the angels sing. Hallelujah. Joining in with the redeemed. The voices of angels from on high. Worshiping with God's people. The ones redeemed, washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Glory. There was a moment when the lights went out. But death had claimed its victory. The King of Love had given up his life. The darkest day in history. There on a cross they made for sinners. For every curse his blood atoned. Every man, every curse. A final breath, and it was finished. Now the end would come, and none would come known. For the earth began to shake. Amen. And the veil was torn. What a sacrifice was made. And the heavens roar. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. Amen. Glory to God. There was a moment when the sky lit up. The flash of light breaking through. When all the lost he crossed eternity. Hallelujah! The King of Life was on the move. For the dark, cold tomb where our Lord was laid. One miraculous breath. And we're forever changed. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Amen. And every knee come and bow before the King of Kings. Let every tongue confess that he is Lord. Lift up your shout. Let's join with all of heaven singing, holy. Singing, holy. Cry out, holy. Holy. Hallelujah. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. It's where the angels are going to join in. Praise the name of the Lord. The angels that camp around us are praising our God and our King. Jesus. All hail King Jesus. All hail King Jesus. All hail King Jesus. Amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, let your angels join us, Lord. Oh, the presence of God. Hallelujah. We worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. Hail King Jesus. Hallelujah. All hail Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. All hail King Jesus. Yes, Lord. All hail Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. Amen. Glory to God. He is worthy. All hail King Jesus, our glorious Savior and King. Praise your name, Lord. You are worthy. Glory to God.
Glory.
You know, brothers and sisters, all our hope is in our Savior, who he is, and what he did. And praise God what he's doing and what he's going to do. He's all part of our life. All my hope. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I've been hailed by the Savior. I felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. And I see the prodigal return. Oh, the prodigals need to return. All my hope is in Jesus. Amen. Thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. And I've been washed by the blood. Amen. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains. I've been freed and forgiven. And not going back, I never want to be the same. That's why I sing, all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that yesterday's gone. Amen. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. Amen. There's a kind of thing that breaks a man. Breaks him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord, then he picked me up. Show me what it means, you man. Come on and sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed in the blood. Amen. This is in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God that yesterday's gone. Oh, yeah. All my sins are forgiven. Amen. Oh, I've been washed by the blood. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, brothers and sisters, as we get into the place, we're getting ready to pray. Oh, yeah. We got to get this song and proclaim in Jesus' name the God of possible. Not impossible, but possible. All things through our Savior. All things through our mighty God. He's greater than anything of the devil. He's greater than any of works of darkness. He's greater than anything that man throws at. He is victorious. And he's made us more than overcomers through him. Let us know and believe who we are in Jesus. And proclaim his holy name. And proclaim his power and authority in our life. And in our family's lives. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. I speak the name of Jesus over you. Amen. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I'll ask my God to move. I speak the name cause it's all I can do. In desperation, I seek heaven, and I pray this for you. I pray for your healing, and circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would be in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I speak the name of all authority, declaring blessing every promise he is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he is a God of possible. I pray for your healing, and the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. And I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, what are you going to do? Well, somebody pray. Come believe it, come receive it, for the power of his spirit now forever yours. Come believe it, come receive it, in the mighty name of Jesus all things are possible. Hallelujah. I pray for your healing, and that circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, the restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. He does. He loves us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All right. Glory to God. It's so exciting, right? Praise God. All right. Let's see here. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. We're praying for Sister Nett for healing of her stomach in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Kim and Timothy. Any change in that, sis? Any change in about your daughter Kim and this man Timothy? We're praying for reconciliation, deliverance, and salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that things have happened and changed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We pray today for direction and wisdom and blessing and favor, and everything went great. We are. We'll continue to pray for Kim and Timothy, for reconciliation, for him to come to Jesus be the best thing to happen. He needs to. Because these are desperate times we're living. People need to get right with God. And that Kim will let her light so shine toward Timothy. He needs to understand his namesake. I pray the Lord puts the book of Timothy before his eyes. First and Second Timothy, he needs to hear that word and know what his namesake means. Amen? All right. Any other prayer requests? We have many from our church, but do y'all have any more here? I hope the best for Brother Andrew. Hope he's okay. I'll try to check on him. But we'll continue to pray for Kim and Timothy. And what's their little boy's name again? Their little boy's name again, Jeanette? Amen. What's the little boy's name, their little boy's name again for Kim and Timothy? Luke. Yeah, okay. We prayed for baby Luke. He got better, right? Okay, Luke for them, and Shannon is Logan. Okay, amen. All right, good, good, good. All right, with that prayer, we have, I got it. Amen, sis. We have many prayer requests from our church. We're praying for our church people for finances, for finances for the people in church, but how to handle God's money like he wants us to. He's better? Amen. Amen. Okay. Glory to God. The people I told you about at the start, that we had three people come to Christ for salvation, and the man's name is Randy. I don't know the rest, but we'll pray for the family, Randy, that God watches over and give them guidance about their salvation and their life they have now with Jesus. We're praying for our brother, Tim, that he's still in prison. Hopefully God's going to get him out of there soon. But we need to pray for his heart and pray for healing. And we're praying for one of our sisters, Shauna, that she is pregnant. Praise God again. And we're praying for a healthy mother and baby. We're praying for our Easter event and our sunrise service, two things going on for that weekend for us. And then I'm going to ask for y'all's prayers for me and Brenda to be bold with our family and telling them that they need to get right with God and that he's coming. So we're praying for praying for me and Sis Brenda to have boldness in love for a family when they come Sunday afternoon. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to prepare us and be led by the Spirit. And they need to understand that they need to be right with God through Christ and that they understand he's coming. All right, we're praying for Jennifer. We prayed for her and being healed, and she's be reconciled to God, and she's about ready to come out of the place she was at. Amen. Yes. We're praying for a sister named Janet, for emotional healing. We was praying for Shauna for her blessing and favor and completion of her jobs. I'll have to ask. We're praying for their parents, David and Anna, to need a clear mind and peace. We're praying for her daughter that she, you know, to be confident and stand for God in the situation of schools. We're praying for direction and wisdom and blessing for Shauna and Brian, and favor and wisdom for them and their business and their life and family. And that's the prayers we have. So let's go to the Lord in prayer so we can let Sis Danette finish up with this beautiful song that she has. Father, we thank you and praise you. Lord, as we come before you, we ask in the name of Jesus, name above all names, who has all power and authority. Lord, that we pray for Tim and Timothy. I pray in the name of Jesus, and I've that you would put the book of 1 and 2 Timothy before him, scriptures before him. Let him see his namesake. Let him know what the will and the future that God really has with his namesake of Timothy. And we pray, Lord, for reconciliation. You have brought the spirit of reconciliation between us and you, and for relationships in family and marriages you have too, in the name of Jesus. We pray for deliverance and salvation for Timothy, Lord, against alcohol, against any kind of products or anything that he thinks is the answer But he needs to understand that you are the answer. You are the way, the truth, and the life in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we still continue to pray for our church family here at Calvary Fellowship. Lord God, we pray for they understand that God is the provider and that they understand that if the Holy Spirit leads them how to handle money and that one would be big is God does not want us in debt. Lord, help us. I'm thankful that you showed me and Sis Brenda how to stay, get out of debt. We had to have your help and your presence and you helping us do it. But the wisdom and the direction you gave us how to do it. We pray you continue that with our church family and our church itself and give us wisdom and direction, Lord. Father God, we pray for Brother Randy and his family who came to Jesus. I pray that you would comfort them. I pray you would guide them and you would watch over them and keep them from the enemy and that they would draw close to you and know that you love them. Lord God, we pray for Brother Tim. As you gave Brother Elby a new heart, I pray you would give Tim a new heart. You would renew and strengthen his heart and that he would be a testimony to all the doctors and nurses and those prisoners where he's at. I pray for a miracle, Lord. I pray for your presence, everything of who you are you're able to do in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we pray for Shauna. As now that she has said that she is pregnant again, we ask for a healthy mother and baby. We pray, Lord, that the pregnancy, the baby being born would go through, would happen, would be complete, Lord. Lord, we pray for the Easter event coming up here.
Get a drink here.
The Easter event and the sunrise service, Father. We pray they would be places where we share the truth of the gospel. And we share it to the people your love, Father, through your son, Jesus. And Lord, that they would understand that we believe and trust you. And that they can be saved. And they can be healed and delivered because of your love for them. We pray that we'd be a light and a witness here in our city, in Dublin, Father. We pray as we and another church have come together for the sunrise service that you would draw the people, Lord, that they would understand what kind of great victory that you had over death, hell, and the grave, and understand that the people, they have no leg to stand on against those things except through you. We pray that it would change people's lives. We pray for the resurrection power of you, Lord Jesus, touch lives. Draw them in, Father, we pray. And that we would be there to serve and everything would go well. And you will lead and guide us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jennifer's life. We pray that you would keep healing her, lift her up and be reconciled to you and come out of the rehab and that she will be better. We're praying for Janet, Lord. We pray that you would help her and bring emotional healing in Jesus' name. Father God, we hope and pray that everything went good with Shauna and the numbers came good and complete and that you'll have a testimony for that. We pray for Brian's father and mother, David and Anna. Help them, Lord, with their clear their mind. Renew them, strengthen them, and give them peace, Lord. We pray for Shauna's daughter, Sharia. We pray in the name of Jesus to give her confidence, to watch over, protect her. And I pray you would bring in like-minded kids her age or children her age that are believers in Jesus' name. We pray for direction and wisdom as Brother Brian and Shauna asks us to help them in direction and what you want them to do, Lord. I pray you would help them in their life and their family. And Lord God, we thank you for Sis Jeanette. We pray that you continue to heal and settle her stomach. And Lord, bring the numbers down, the cholesterol numbers. And showing you have given her that you can heal her by your power and by the natural things that you have made. Lord, we pray for me and Sis Brenda as we prepare for our family to come and that we would be bold about sharing the reason really for Easter or really Resurrection Sunday is because of Christ and who he is and what he's done for each one of them. And we pray that we would share and be bold in your love, Lord, to them about who you are and the late hour we're in. And they need to get right before you come for all who believe and trust you. Lord, we thank you for this night. We thank you. We know clearly by the truth of your word, you are our Savior. You are our healer. And you are our deliverer. And we thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you are that to each one of us. I pray we take heed and understand you'll never leave us or forsake us. Father, we just praise and thank you that you hear our prayers. And Lord, like the psalm says, what else can we do? We have to cry out and say in Jesus' name and put it all in your hands. And I know, Lord, that you'll answer because we've seen many testimonies. And you know what I do here, and I pray many crosses come up on these pages as you answer these prayers and people know that there is a God, a true living God who loves him. And Lord, we give you all the glory and praise for your worthy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. His glorious presence. And that he hears our hearts and he hears our prayers. And we're going to let this Jeanette come. And, I mean, this is a good song for the words. I'd rather have Jesus. Amen. Rather have Jesus than anything else in this world, right? He's sure and eternal. Everything else is temporary. Yeah, you got to have sure and eternal. And that's through Christ, born again by the Spirit. That's what has to happen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you and praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Clearing my throat.
Amen. I know what
Amen,
you mean.
Brother.
I just said it myself. Yeah, you go ahead and sing the song. Amen. Thank you,
Pastor. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Yeah. let my hunger be me. I'd rather have Jesus and let him be. Just to be the king of the domain, for we have in secret the treasure of Jesus is in this world. Can you be the king of the domain? For we have the instinct to restrain. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world before you did. This world before
you did. Amen.
Amen, sis. That's a beautiful song. Praise God. Well, thank you, sis. Thank you for making it through, going through the trials and tests and whatever the old body or the devil tries to throw at us, we can press through because of
because we have the
love
Lord.
God has
the Lord goes before us, behind
Amen.
Us, over
Amen.
Us, under us, every,
Amen.
All over
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Amen.
Protected with the blood, the power of your
yes.
blood. Thank you, Lord. For the blood.
Well, thank you,
your blood.
Praise God. For you and Sis Connie being here tonight, I hope Brother Andrew's okay. And I
Amen.
Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we're going to go see the Passion Play. We have a place out here in Glen Rose, Texas, does the Passion Play.
Oh,
and we're
going to
go
play.
See it
okay.
tomorrow night with some friends.
That's good.
Yeah, that'll be, it sort of like shows some of
yeah.
Jesus' life and everything. So it'll be pretty neat. Well, thank God
yeah.
for each one of y'all, and thank you again, sis. We send our loving prayers
love
your way.
You,
and
brother and Sister Brenda, and
yeah.
all my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Good night
yeah.
and shalom.
Good night. Get some rest. Get feeling better.
Thank you, brother. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, praise God, Sis Connie. I hope you've had a wonderful night and what the Lord has said to us, and understand the encouragement he's given us these days, and know he is our deliverer, and he delivers us because of his love for us, for you and your family as well as mine. And I hope, sister, you have a wonderful night and weekend ahead. We thank God for you and say shalom and goodbye, and may the Lord shine upon you. Let his face shine upon you. And may his peace and shalom be with you. And know that our deliverer is coming. Truthfully, our deliverer is coming, our Savior Jesus Christ, very soon. Amen. Shalom and goodbye and good night. Praise God. Shalom and good night.